Well, you know what today is, right? It's the 4th of July, and lots of things happen on 4th of July.
Yes, what?
6 more days, it's going to be Christopher's birthday, and next week we'll celebrate that here. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Tuesday. Oh, your party is in 6 more days. You're going to celebrate it on Tuesday, and wow. The theme is Legos and Star Wars. Well, we're going to be celebrating here today, and I wanted to have one more invitation to you guys. If you can, make it out tonight, because we're going to have ice cream and I think watermelon. Is that right, Don? Watermelon and games and fireworks and just lots of things. So if you can. But these are really great fireworks because they're right across the lake and they just seem like you're right on top of them. So, yeah. Okay. Now, what I brought. Yes, it is. Alaska, yeah. And you know what that is? Your grandma's. Oh, well, a couple of years ago, we went to Alaska and I found this to add to my collection of. Snow or water globes, and it's not a snow globe and it's not a water globe, but you can turn it upside down and it will, yeah, it's got little gold flakes in it, and they take a long time to fall down, but that's a neat one. But what's inside it? Do you see what's inside? It's an eagle. And this one I thought would be kind of appropriate for today, because the eagle is the bird that when anybody looks at it or thinks about it, they think about the United States. Because a long time ago, a lot of men said that bird, because of its proud bearing and the way it just stands and looks over all the world, they said that kind of reminds us of what America wants to be. And so the bird, the eagle, has represented our country, and when we come to the 4th of July, we think about eagles a lot. Well, now, eagles. In Alaska, there happen to be a lot of eagles. Did you see a lot of eagles when you were up? Yeah, there are a lot of eagles, and you see them all over the place. But in the lower 48 states, there aren't so many eagles. Now, when they first became the national bird, there were like 500,000 breeding pairs of eagles in the country. But by 1972, when they finally decided maybe we ought to protect them, there were only about 400 pairs of eagles left in our country. And, yeah. And now, what that kind of told us was that we weren't doing something very good. We weren't taking care of a lot of the things that are important to our country, and in particular, a lot of the living things that are important to our country. We just stopped taking care of them, and they were almost all dead. And then we started saying, well, maybe we ought to take care of them. And in the past, oh my, it took 27 years. In the past 27 years, in our 48 states, we now no longer have 400 pairs of eagles, but it's up to around 50,000 pairs. And there was a picture in the paper. And it's a picture of an eagle. And what it tells us is that the eagle is now no longer considered so much in danger that we have to specially protect it. But what we need to remember is, one, if we stop thinking about protecting things, then they tend to die out. We tend to kill them off. So we never want to forget about them altogether. Another thing that I saw in the paper not too long ago said that within about 20 years, about one-fifth, about 20% of all the types of living things in the world will no longer exist. And that's because we're still not taking care of things as well as we should. The eagle has come back, but a lot of other things are in danger. Now, we got to remember, one, that a long, long time ago, back when the earth began, back when man began, God said to man, said to Adam, he said, I'm going to give all this to you to take care of. And we're taking care of it for God. Sometimes we don't do that very well. And it's important that we remember to take care of these things so that they'll always be around for us, and that we're doing it not just for ourselves, not just for our country, but doing it for God. And in Alaska, his grandma found some gold. There's gold up there too, as well as eagles. Okay. Well, anyway, I want you to remember that eagles are wonderful birds. They remind us of our country, but they also remind us of something we've got to do to take care of the world for God. Okay?